with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Buoyed by support in crucial battleground states, former President Trump has scored a major political comeback, defeating Kamala Harris in the White House race, only the second president to be elected to two non-consecutive terms.
Every single day I will be fighting for you, and with every breath in my body.
We have heard nothing from Harris. She abandoned her supporters last night at D.C.'s Howard University.
She will be back here tomorrow to address not only the HU family, not only to address her supporters, but to address the nation.
Harris campaign co-chair Cedric Richmond, we do expect to hear from Harris sometime today. Republicans reclaiming control of the U.S. Senate.
In West Virginia, Governor Jim Justice scored an early win, filling the seat that was held by Joe Manchin. Then Cleveland businessman Bernie Moreno beat longtime incumbent Sherrod Brown in Ohio. Each Republican incumbent reelected helped cement the gains. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas credited his win in part to a surge in support from Latino voters in counties on the U.S.-Mexico border.
We're going to have a Republican Senate next year.
In Nebraska, Senator Deb Fischer fended off a challenge from an independent newcomer. Senator Rick Scott of Florida says Washington is ready for a change.
Our work is not done.
Audio courtesy KTRK and WPLG-TV. Jennifer King, Washington.
With a number of races yet to be called, control of the House remains in question. Republicans cautiously optimistic about adding to their slim House majority. Pro-abortion amendments have been approved by voters in seven states. They were voted down by voters in Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Wall Street appears pleased with the outcome of the election. Stock futures are sharply higher. Dow futures up almost 1,300 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 352. This is SRN News. More trouble for the Church of England.
The Global Anglican Future Conference is calling on the Archbishop of Canterbury to publicly repent for endorsing homosexuality. The conservative organization, which includes member churches all around the world, is concerned about Dr. Justin Welby's recent statement that homosexuality is not sinful so long as it is within the context of a gay marriage. The entire Anglican Communion has threatened to split over the issue, and Welby's comments are seen as unhelpful. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The 300-plus Christian homeless shelters of Citygate Network are marshaling resources for the annual Thanksgiving Day feast. Tens of thousands of people with no home will sit down to the traditional meal on November 28th, thanks to an army of volunteers and special donations from Christians all across the country. Studies indicate that roughly 1.3 million Americans are homeless in any given year, and most of them are located in American cities. This is SRN News. Recapping the hour's lead story, a victory for Donald Trump in his quest for the presidency again. He beat Kamala Harris. He'll return to the White House for a second term. Arizona voters saying yes to allowing police to detain suspected illegal aliens.
Proposition 314 allows local police to arrest migrants suspected of being in the U.S. illegally. Within the past year, Republican lawmakers in Iowa, Texas, and Oklahoma have passed immigration laws, but federal courts have stopped the states from enforcing them. Opponents of Proposition 314 have argued that it would harm Arizona's economy and reputation and lead to racial profiling of Latinos. I'm Donna Water.
In Michigan, Democrats will remain in the majority on the state Supreme Court. Republicans had hoped to flip the Democrats' 4-3 majority. The GOP has been in the minority in Michigan state government for the past couple of years. More details at srnnews.com.